With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Steve, look at the time.
As promised,
we're on time with this story.
We did it.
Woo! For you, Shaggy.
Yeah, Shaggy.
Thank you for fixing us, brother. Mm-hmm. Whew. There's a dude, his name is Mark. He's from England.
Hello.
And he has been single for over a year. And after trying apps and meeting people in the pubs, he created a massive billboard to advertise his availability. And here he is talking about it.
I mean, I've tried all the apps. I've tried Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, and I've tried meeting people down the pub or going out, and I just wasn't having much luck. So I was just down the pub with my friend Josh, and we were just talking about our dating struggles, and as a joke, I said I might have to put my face on the billboard. So, you know, and then I had to think about it, and I thought, you know what? I'll just do it. So here it is.
Oh, man.
Desperation.
Well,
what
you
does
know
the billboard
what?
Look like? I got to see what this billboard looks like.
Ingenuity, perhaps. There is something to be said for somebody that has the ability to put themselves up on a billboard in the first place. I think that could be somewhat impressive to some people.
The billboard is fantastic. He's like doing that whole like laying down.
No, he's not.
Just kind of doing like that. Like I don't even know how to describe that. It's like drunk David Hasselhoff pose.
Yeah, it looks like that old Playgirl pose from Burt Reynolds way back in the
day.
Yeah. On the bearskin.
But he's got clothes on. He's wearing shades and it says single. Date Mark. This could be the sign you've been waiting for. This is datemark.co.uk.
Oh, look at that. And that is a bright red background. That is
almost salmonish.
Yeah, with white letters. He knows what he's doing.
What's 425 pounds? Because it says that he paid 425
pounds. That's probably like close to $500.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot cheaper than it is in Seattle, apparently. Because I looked up average cost in Seattle, and it's $7,421
for a billboard
in Seattle.
What kind of billboard were you looking to get?
I was wondering
how much it would cost.
No, a billboard can't be $7,000.
That's what it says.
Really? And his is only like 500. Well, and maybe it's a really small town in England. I mean, they don't have a lot of
small billboard.
Oh yeah, could be.
Or it's just on location too. I mean, wherever it goes, if it's like under an underpass or something, it's going to be cheaper.
That's true.
Yeah,
there's probably like a website that'll give you like cheap deals on billboards based on like location.
Well, we won't go to Danny to find that website.
No, he's trying to take advantage of us.
$7,000. Hello, I mean, for crying out loud, what do you think? I owe child support or something? I'm not going to drop that kind of money. Hey, here's Mark talking about how the reaction has been for the billboard for him looking for a date.
Oh my gosh, the reaction has been insane. So I can't believe it. I've had over 1,000 people apply, so I'd like to thank every single one of those from the bottom of my lonely heart. You know, half the applications have been men. I probably should have specified straight guy, but I'm flattered by all the applications that I've had.
Well, that pose I hadn't even thought about that. You need to let everybody know exactly, you know, who you're looking for, you know, cisgender, whatever the case. So, you know, you got to let them know because people look at that and if they find it attractive, they're going to apply and you got to go through all those applications.
Should have put ladies looking for a man.
Yeah. So
date Mark.
How about, but I love that. So half of the gay dudes out there thought he was worth dating. And let me tell you something. A lot of times gay guys are a lot tougher than women when it comes to judging you. I know this.
I don't know.
I know only because of the fact that I had a guy I used to work with in the radio in San Francisco, and he said he wouldn't be seen anywhere with me.
So that one guy constitutes everybody?
Well, he believed his entire group of friends and anybody that knew him at the time. Now, this was 30 years ago, but, you know, there was a place called the Russian River, which was a great destination for a lot of gay folks to go and have a good time, and he wouldn't take me there. I'm like, I've never been. Let's go. He goes,
Is it an actual river or a club?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Maybe there is a Russian River.
Dude, you have water wings on and you're wearing like board shorts. It's a nightclub.
He wouldn't take me. And I was like, look, let's go. I was interested to see the scene because it was 30 years ago. I didn't know much about gay culture. I'm like, let's go check it out.
I think it might just be a personality thing. He didn't want to bring you to your friends and make them cry or get into a fight.
He kind of did say physically he did not want people to think that because he was in really great shape. This guy went to the gym all the time. He was definitely GT. TL guy. And me, well, you see what I look like. It hasn't been much difference, really. Yeah. You know, just the way I look. And he was just like, yeah, buddy. And I'm like, my wife thinks I'm at least attractive. Why wouldn't you think some men would?
Your GTL is Euros, tacos, and lazy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Good job, Steve.
You know how hard it is to think of a food with a letter G in it?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, Euros is good.
Thank you.
You could have said guacamole.
Yeah, you don't just eat guacamole.
Oh, yeah? What are you, crazy?
You put it on stuff. Like your tacos.
Hell yeah.
So I already got that covered in the tea.
All right, thanks, buddy. Well, then guacamole tacos, but even better.
Gnocchi.
Oh, gnocchi. She's right.
That's a good one.
You know, the Italian doesn't even know his own culture.
No, I do know that.
I know, but that should have been the first thing in your head.
What about gravy?
Oh, gravy's
gravy
so
you
good.
Put on stuff.
You can just eat it.
Are we really having this? This is the dumbest argument we've had.
I blame Shaggy.
Yeah, Shaggy is the one that ruined this entire show.
You're not going to say gravy. No one's going, hey, I'm going to go out and eat some gravy.
Ooh.
Really?
Well, actually, there are times where I would just want to bathe in it. It's so tasty.
I like gravy.
I'm not going to eat that gravy.
Yeah. No, I didn't tell you to eat that one. You don't have to eat my gravy.
Well, apparently, the Russian River is an actual river.
So it is a river.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, I don't know what it's like today as far as who goes there. Maybe it's I heard it's a beautiful place. But he was like, I don't want to be seen with you. I mean, can you imagine that? Who says that to people?
Honest people.
Yeah. So, and look, I mean, I don't, so granted, it's anecdotal, but I think that gay guys can be a lot tougher on what men look like than women. So I think what this makes me think is that this guy looked good enough for a lot of people that he got half the entries for this British dude were from gay dudes, which is like fantastic that. For him.
On his website, he has his vital statistics like his height, he's 6 foot, his shoe size 10, and the number of girls he's kissed, over 3.
He only has a size 10 shoe for a 6-footer? That's
insane.
He
might need to pump that up a little bit.
Yeah, dude. 10 is small.
At least right 10 and a half.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an 11 and a half myself.
Oh, you heard. Did you fancy?
Well, I mean, that's what I should be, shouldn't I, for 5'10"-ish? And I used to be 5'10". I'm now 5'9". I'm shrinking.
He's gotten over 1,500 date applications so far on this website.
Good for him, man.
And he even includes the length of his index finger.
Oh, you know why? Yeah. I think that
to do the old come over here thing.
Yes.
Oh, really? I thought your index finger was supposedly tells you something.
And it also tells me how good at picking his nose he is.
Okay, that's not really what I
want. I'm being a smartass, dude.
Oh, are you? Okay, I got it.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. We need the studio audience for that one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I like one person. This is what people are saying. He has a testimonial from one of his friends. Says, this is the most desperate thing I've ever seen. Please don't include my name on this testimonial.
I think it's awesome. I mean, seriously, it's not desperate if you just put that up there. I think that so. That to me is ingenious. It's a lot of ingenuity. You're trying to stand out from the crowd and have a better dating experience. I love how people think that that's desperate. I think that that's pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, people find love in the strangest ways. So, I mean, if this is how it works, it shows he has a good sense of humor.
Yeah. If I would love it if, in fact, he did meet somebody really cool. But now it's like the ultimate bachelor thing. How is he going to weed out all these people?
Yeah, I mean, he's got all these options now.
Yeah, so, I mean, good luck.
Because he said, like, half, though, a dude. So, 1,500. So, he's, you know, a little more than, well, like,
that's 750.
750.
Yeah, there you go. 750 people. Are women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of women to go through.
Sure is, buddy. But you know what?
Mark
can
do it.
He's got time.
Do it, Mark.
He can do it. If he goes out once a day, he's got 2 years to figure it out. All right. Got a new study. Turns out men who drive, quote, high-status luxury cars are more likely to be bad people.
And by status cars, they're saying Hyundai Santa Fe's.
Yeah, that's a real status car. Yeah, you're right. You know what, the women, whenever I drive that Santa Fe by them, their heads turn.
You're a bad person.
Audis, BMWs, Mercedes were more likely to be, quote, inhabited by self-centered, argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and unempathetic people.
A.K.A. successful people.
Kind of, yeah.
When you think about it, I know.
That's a sad statement.
Why do those guys flock to those cars? Quote, these
persons.
Status?
Yeah,
oh, you're saying it. All right. I'll see if you're right.
Okay.
Let's see if the scientists agree with you. Oh, there it is. Status! Actually, you're absolutely right, Steve. These personality traits explain the desire to own high-status products.
It's so funny, but you see people sometimes have like that aura of like, oh, you know, or they'll constantly mention the type of car they drive. I've known some people like that where it's like anytime they're referencing their car, I have to get to my car, they call it by what it is, like to get to my Mercedes, whatever brand it is. I'm like, okay, go into your car. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't need to be reminded every day that you have a Mercedes.
This was why I had some really cool conversations when with Gary up at Hyundai of Everett when he used to be in the business, but now Gary's successfully retired and I'm jealous. But Gary would talk about the Genesis brand, which now is a brand new brand. Hyundai has just decided to make it their luxury brand, but they used to have a car just called the Genesis.
Okay,
and they showed me this beautiful, gorgeous vehicle. I'm looking at it, Steve, and it has got all the bells and whistles that any of these Audis, BMWs, and Mercedes would have. And so I asked like one of his sales guys, I'm like, dude, this car is so much more affordable than those cars. And if what you say is true, and I had no reason to disagree with them because I had already driven regular Hyundais and I thought they were great and still own mine today. I'm like, so I don't understand this. Why aren't you these flying off the shelves? Why isn't this like the most successful model ever? And he said to me, he goes, because it doesn't have the logo. It doesn't have the hood ornament. He said, this car is as good, if not better, than some of those cars. But people don't buy the car because it's good. People buy it because of the status.
They buy the brand.
And I'm like, wow, how stupid are those people? And I'm not saying that those cars aren't good cars. My point being is if I can get a quality vehicle like an Audi, BMW, and a Mercedes, but I can get it for almost half the cost, and at the time, this was maybe 10 years ago, I think, when I was talking about the Genesis with the guy, they were almost like half price. But it's the same quality vehicle. You're an idiot if you don't buy that car. I mean, isn't that – I thought people bought luxury cars because they were just wonderful to drive. But you're right, Steve.
I think it's a goal. A lot of people have, one day I'm going to have enough money so I can afford this car. And when they want to let everyone know that they can afford this car.
But it has nothing to do with like anything but just like it's like the emperor's new clothes. I want to be able to afford a nice car that will be like a nice car, not because it's got that name on it, but because it's got better seats and a better sound system. And it's got bells and whistles, not because it's got the name.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't care what it's got. You could actually put less in those cars, but because it's got that Mercedes name on it or Audi name on it, they'll buy it, even if it's got less stuff in there than maybe some other car.
That's why I have a Mercedes logo super glued on my Jeep.
You really should. Dude, if Genesis turns out to be a massive luxury brand that will get the same kind of money as Mercedes, we will play the game remember when. Because they were the discount brand for Hyundai before they became their own brand. So I'm keeping my eye on that because I think that's the next thing. Because Hyundais now cost as much as Hondas and Toyotas, regular Hyundais, and they never used to. But now Hyundai is a respected brand in the car industry, so they're getting the prices that Toyota and Honda are getting.
It's like Samsung with technology.
Yes.
When I was a kid, that was like...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm wearing my champion sweater, watching a Samsung television.
Yeah, people go, oh, Steve is so broke.
Right.
He's hella broke.
Now it's like, that's like a top-of-the-line television.
Samsung is the top. I mean, you get a Samsung, people go, all right, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, where are you, Zenith? gone.
Where are you, Zenith? There's the line.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a former Disney employee in Orlando who was arrested for stealing costumes and items, took a plea deal, and got probation and community service. And on the way out of court, he had a really great response to reporters.
Anything you want to say?
I'm going to Disney World.
Nice.
I love that guy.
To steal stuff.
Yes.
Boy, talk about Patrick Mahomes and this guy. Very different ways to go to Disney World.
Yeah, I don't know what Disney World he's going to, but I don't think it's a small world where he's going.
Oh, no.
Splash Mountain's going to be a whole different thing for him.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
That's awesome. No. And he was stealing costumes and stuff.
Dude, if you're going to steal something from Disney,
they got a lot of cool stuff to steal.
I'm trying to think of, what would be the one I'd want.
For a costume. I was thinking for some paraphernalia. I know people were taking some of the new Star Wars cutlery because out of the restaurants and
because it's a collector's item.
Yeah, because look at this, looks really cool, so I'm just going to take it. And then eventually, maybe we should start selling these things as people keep stealing it.
Okay, I was wondering, are they available to be purchased? Because if they're not being available to be purchased, they need to get on that as soon as possible.
Yeah. I get it. You just don't know. But that's what I would go for. I'd steal memorabilia, but a costume?
I go costume for sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of which costume, though. I don't know why, but Buzz Lightyear kind of is the first one.
Oh, that's a fun costume.
All right. That's a pretty epic looking costume.
That
at
would
Disney.
Be cool. Yeah. I'd love to see you in that, Steve.
Right?
Okay.
That or a Minion costume.
Ooh, not Disney.
That's not Disney.
Yeah, but nice try.
Well, they probably have one in the back just in case.
Case. Sure. We're going to basically steal somebody's copyright just in case.
Fair enough.
Again, this is why Steve doesn't work for Disney.
I don't know what's Disney and what's not anymore. I thought everyone's owned by Disney.
It's close.
Yeah. But there is this DreamWorks company that tries to do their own thing once in a while.
What are you stealing there, Danny?
Oh, pirates. Like a pirate's uniform from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Good call.
Or one of those animatronics, Johnny Depp pirates.
That would be cool, too. Just have it in my house and he can greet you when he walks in.
Yeah. I guess I would get a Star Wars costume at some point. Probably, I wouldn't mind having a Kylo costume, or maybe just Kylo's lightsaber, if I could take that.
Ooh, the lightsaber would be badass. See, I would just go for a Star Wars droid, either BB-8 or R2-D2.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? The new guy? Whatever that little guy just said, hello.
No, thank you.
You don't want that guy?
No, thank you.
All right, fine. I like how you
Someone said
that.
I'd steal Captain Hook's head.
Whoa.
Captain Hook's head.
You can take the head?
Well, it's part
take
of the
costume. Take the whole body while you're at it.
Yeah. I just want the head.
I mean, it might be a little bit more of an endeavor, and I need more space in my house, but I'd like to just take all of Space Mountain.
That'd be cool.
Could you imagine? Have you ever seen Space Mountain with the lights on?
No.
Oh, it'll ruin it for you, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like on YouTube, if you just type it in, like there's a video of the Space Mountain ride with the lights on, and it's so unimpressive.
Oh, I bet it is. Yeah, that makes sense. You really, that's why it's such a great ride with the lights off. You don't want to see how the sausage is made.
So in order to keep people impressed, you got to keep the lights off?
Yeah. I mean, with some of those old school rides, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like, basically mystery and darkness was the way you accomplished a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because it's like what makes it scary is that it's all dark, but when you really like look at it with the lights on, it's really nothing special.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's just
a basic roller coaster.
I'm on a roller coaster, and yeah, that's it.
But it's the lights that make it incredible.
Oh, yeah, dude. The mind fills in so many blanks, and then you turn the lights on, you're like, oh, this is not the greatest.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, though, to see, like, just as a roller coaster dork like I am.
Yeah, I can
see it with the lights
that.
On. It's pretty neat, but man, could you imagine having that in your basement?
Yeah.
Like having that kind of money and to be like, yo, you
guys
want to
really
come over?
That's a really big basement.
That is a hell of a basement.
That's
Matter of fact, I don't think it is a basement. I think you need it above ground, Steve. I mean, how far below are you going to dig to put Space Mountain in your basement?
As far as I need to go to fit it in.
Okay.
It could be like a miniature version. It doesn't have to be as extreme.
Oh, all right.
Space molehill.
But like having a party, you guys want to go downstairs and ride a roller coaster?
Would you like to ride my space basement? It's basically just going to be a train set.
Oh, a spacement.
It's a little spacement where the train just is going to go around your basement. That's all it's going to do.
And the best part could be like what you get in, like the little cart or whatever they're called, like the car.
Yeah, the car.
Yeah, you get in that like on the normal floor of your house. You're like, hey, let's all go, and then no one knows what's about to happen, and you just kind of dip into the basement. The lights go dark and.
I really want
off
you.
The Space Mountain.
He's really talking about a holodeck.
I want him to win the lotto so this can be a thing.
Yeah. I would totally do it if I had that kind of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a tough sell to my wife, but I'm a millionaire.
It might be a tough sell to your wife, but if you're a millionaire, you get to pretty much do what you want.
Yeah, right?
Including, you can have the rest of the house. I want the basement.
She'll probably just tell you to get your own house. Like, you'll buy the house next door. And that's what you'll do. You go to your neighbor and go, look, I'll give you double for your house. I need to build Space Mountain right here.
Someone says they also blow hot. They blow air at you in Space Mountain, so it makes you feel like you're going faster than you really are.
Oh, that's a good trick. I was thinking, if I can I go back? How weird would it be if you took all the Disney heads, like that person wants Captain Hook's head?
Uh-huh.
And what if you basically set up like a hunting lodge feel, but instead of animal heads, you just have Disney heads hanging?
Is that creepy? That's actually pretty badass. I'm like
that. Having Pluto's head above the fireplace.
Yeah. That's all you got.
Trophy hunting Disney character.
I kind of want to do that.
That's like the only way that I'm cool with that.
I like that. I like that.
All right, cool. We're doing it. Trophy hunting. Because you can't trophy hunt anymore, so we trophy hunt mascot heads. The Ted Smith should do this because he loves mascots.
He doesn't want to kill them and show them off on his house.
We're not killing them. You're just getting their heads but showing them off like you've trophied them. I think that's an amazing idea. I want to make this happen. It's my way of like fulfilling that primal beast in me without really hurting anybody.
Are you going to do just animals or also human characters?
Well,
like,
Captain Hook. Oh, whatever has a big, like probably a big cartoon head.
Collect all the Disney princesses.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The Disney princesses usually, I think that, I don't know if I want to do that. I think,
too far?
That's too far.
In the bedroom.
It's like all the villains, like Jafar, Captain Hook. We'll get all those guys.
Okay, so not like Donald Duck.
Disney villains. No. Maleficent, we'll throw her up there, right?
Donald, Goofy, Mickey, Minnie.
Well, who's the 101 Dalmatians chick?
Oh, Cruella.
Yeah,
we'll get her. Sure. All right.
You don't want Cinderella. I had an ex-girlfriend who worked for Disney, and she said that she saw Cinderella backstage, and she was a chain smoker. So it might smell like smoke, yeah.
Okay, we don't want Cinderella.
Based on what character you are, it changes the ego of the person inside that suit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're like Pluto, I think you're probably a more humble actor inside of it, or employee.
Yeah, because you're a dog. You're a dog with no special powers.
Right. Like, you're not even Goofy. You're just Pluto.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you're Cinderella or Snow White, do you think, like, they're, like, just super, like, stuck-up jerks?
Oh, they have to be. Because I don't think Sleeping Beauty gets the pub that Cinderella and Snow White get. I mean, but then again, do you think Snow White, I mean, are they sort of like, look at these new biatches coming into play, like the Ariels and the Mulans. Who are these young upstarts? We've been around for years.
Do you think, like, they pull them aside, like, listen, chick, you're not at my level.
Yeah,
you need to show me some respect.
And Ariel's like, I don't know if
it's
you
like
know.
Showgirls, but for mascots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jasmine's like, you guys are nothing, okay? I'm damn Jasmine, bitch.
Wow.
I actually would pay to see that wrestling match. Just all the Disney princesses just going at it.
I bet there's been some mascot fights behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. A little trash talking. I hadn't thought about that.
With you, Mickey.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Mickey, do you think like I'm the best? Like they put the best people in the Mickey, and then Tigger, I only put all the people that like to grow people's wives, and just, you know, the lesser performers.
Yeah, I think if you're Mickey, you've earned those. Like that's like
you've earned the Mickey.
Yeah, I feel like you've put in your work.
Yeah,
I don't think you just waltz in and all of a sudden they like here they hand over the keys to the kingdom,
as it were, to the magic kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I'd be too stressed out to be Mickey.
Yeah.
I'd be too much pressure.
You want to be Goofy. That way you can get high and you'd be completely normal.
Goofy. Pluto would be good as well.
It's well, Pluto, you got to do anything. As long as you don't start.
Around.
As long as you don't get too paranoid if you're high as Pluto. These freaking creatures are talking.
Do you think anyone's ever taken like hallucinogenics while they've been in one of those outfits?
I bet there's a person named Steve who's done that job.
I feel like Disney drug tests.
Well,
I would imagine.
Unless you're on your way out. I mean, everybody's always
just
on their way out.
Screw it and do some acid.
Yeah, you do some acid on your way out. What are they? You know it's your last days. See what life is like at Disney World, just completely just tripping. And I think Steve would do that. I know Steve.
I go ride the rides as the mascot.
Oh, you'd be on Space Mountain as the mascot. Oh.
Like, yeah, let me through. I'm Pluto.
Oh, okay.
And the fake wind blows your head off in the middle of it.
Let me through. Let me through. I'm Pluto. I don't know if you know who I am.
Doing Space Mountain.
Oh, God, yeah.
With that tongue going.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be good stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's good. We got this inebriated Ohio man who frantically called police 25 times. And why? Because he lost his hooded sweatshirt. There we go.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Did he ever get it?
That's a really good question. He's 32. He's facing a felony charge because, well, they call that disrupting public services when you call them 25 times. And they arrested him. They said when people arrived, the defendant only wanted rides around town to find his hoodie that he lost. Okay. How high was this guy? How trashed was he?
I'm looking at his mugshot. He looks pretty stoned.
Oh, look at him. Yeah, he's pretty stoned. Responding officers told the man to simply go back to bed, but he kept calling cops, always providing different locations for the cops to respond. Okay, he is. Yeah, he's out there. I hope he's just high and doesn't have mental problems.
Like, I'm not saying they should help him. But I hope it would be awesome if he had like the one officer who's like, you know, I got nothing going on today.
Okay, sure.
So far, I mean, you know, look, if duty calls, I'm going to have to let you go. But until that happens, let's go find your hoodie.
Let's see if we can find this hoodie of yours.
I feel like that'd be a fun adventure.
Yeah, again, this is again why you don't work for Disney World for reasons, and now you don't work for law enforcement.
Yeah,
there's a lot of reasons why you can't.
You face a fine of $5,000 for that because you know he's just being a nuisance to public service.
I don't think a guy like this has $5,000.
Well, he doesn't have a hoodie.
Yeah, I really feel like when they have these fines, you're like, what are you fining people that obviously don't have the money?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing?
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.